There was somebody in Yerushalayim who davened on Friday night in the same minyan Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv, as the Tzaddik of Yerushalayim, Reb Aryeh Levin Zecherinu Livracha. And this person recounts that one Friday night, he was going through a difficult crisis. And he walked into the shul, and he davened. When davening was over, Reb Aryeh Levin approached him and said to him, "There seems to be something bothering you." And the person said he was not holding by discussing it with anyone what he was going through, but he said he couldn't control himself, and he started crying. So Reb Aryeh Levin took his hand and said, "Let's walk home together." He says they walked home through the streets of Yerushalayim, and they passed many people. You see Reb Aryeh Levin walking on Friday night. You stop, you say, "Good Shabbos." Reb Aryeh Levin answered them, "Good Shabbos." But a couple of people wanted to start, you know, asking a question, discussing something. And he just said, "Excuse me, I'm in a hurry, you know, I'll discuss a different time." And he just held on to the hand of this person. And they walked home. He didn't ask him any questions. He saw the person didn't want to discuss it. He just held on to his hand, and they walked home together. This person says that even though the crisis stayed the same crisis, but all of a sudden it became manageable. The fact that Reb Aryeh Levin showed him such empathy, he held on to his hand, and he walked with him, he felt such a chizuk, such an empathy that Reb Aryeh Levin cared. He said it took away the edge off the crisis. It made him feel like, you know, I'm going to manage. There's someone who cares about me. He said a few days later, he went to Reb Aryeh Levin's house during the week, and he visited him, and he still didn't want to discuss it. And Reb Aryeh Levin didn't mention anything. They just schmoozed about different things, and he left. He said that eventually the crisis passed, but he said he wouldn't have made it through without the empathy, without this, that Reb Aryeh Levin showed him how much he cared. I want to tell you another story about Reb Aryeh Levin. There's a lady who recounts that she and her husband were literally, they were just in such a deep depression because their daughter was going through a terrible divorce. And they just, watching her daughter turn into a shadow in front of their eyes, they were just losing it. Somebody told her, someone suggested to her, "Why don't you go to Reb Aryeh Levin, the famous Tzaddik of Yerushalayim, just discuss it with him." So she said she went with her husband, they knocked on the door, and they told Reb Aryeh Levin they're going through such a difficult thing about that they have a daughter getting divorced and they're so tzibrochen. So Reb Aryeh Levin said, "You know, just discussing a problem, that helps take the stone that's on your chest and start, that will help it roll off. Let's hear what's going on." And she said she sat there for over an hour, her and her husband, discussing it with Reb Aryeh Levin, explaining what they're going through. And he said a little bit of advice here, a little advice there, nothing that was changing the situation at all. But she said by the time she left, she felt the stone starting to make movement to roll off her chest. And she said, this lady, that her daughter ended up getting divorced. But if she said, if she would not have sat with Reb Aryeh Levin, and she says the point what Reb Aryeh Levin gave her was not the advice, and not that he listened with his ears, that he listened with his heart, that he showed her how much he cared. She said, "I don't know how my daughter's divorce would have ended up happening. I was in a depression. My husband was in a depression. We were so bitter. This gave me, you know, there's someone who cares. Things are going to be okay." She says, "For my daughter's sanity, I don't know how my daughter's sanity would have ended up if I would have stayed in that depression. This helped remove the stone off my heart. It helped me be able to go through and act like a mother to my daughter through the divorce." What we see from both of these stories is that a person shouldn't say, "Listen, I don't have good eitzes to give somebody. I don't have good advice to give somebody. So if someone's going through a problem, I could feel very bad for them. But what can I do? There's no point in me doing anything. There's nothing I could do to help them." That's very, very not true. That's the furthest thing from the truth. We see from both of these stories, any person can show empathy. Any person can listen and show that they care. And many, many times, that is the greatest gift that you can give someone, is to show the person how much you really care for them. Somebody once told me over that Rabbi Yosef Rosenblum, Zecheinu Levracha, somebody once came to him that his wife had been nifter very suddenly, very young, and he was a total broken keli, a total tzibrach in a person. So he came to Rabbi Yosef Rosenblum, and he was telling him his problems, and everyone, Rabbi Yosef Rosenblum was the famous miyayetz. And Rabbi Yosef Rosenblum said, you know something? You are going through such a hard time. There's nothing I can tell you. There's nothing I can tell you what to help you. All I could do is listen and cry with you. And the person said that was the greatest help that he got from anybody. That the greatest Bal Eitzah, who everyone went to for Eitzahs, sat and cried with him and said, I just feel so bad for you. I don't know what to tell you. Showing empathy, that's one of the greatest ways to help relieve someone's pain. And I want to end with the following Zohar. One of the most powerful Zohars that I've seen. The Zohar in Parashas Ekev says, we all know the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Tzedakah Tatzel Mimoves. Giving charity saves from death. The Zohar says, when an ani, a poor person, he doesn't have money, he doesn't have clothes, you give him money, you give him clothes, you're helping him out. You're helping him out. You're relieving the pain of him not having clothes. You're relieving the pain of him not having money. Zok de Zoyar, ani doesn't mean dafka poor. Ani means affliction. Afflicted. Like it says that the Mitzriim to Klai, so what do? Vaya anunu. They afflicted them. Zok de Zoyar, there are many, many rich people that are considered an ani. They're considered poor because they're afflicted. They're afflicted with different types of emotional pain. They're afflicted with different types of problems. Zok de Zoyar, if you help take away the pain and affliction of any person, be it a poor person or a rich person, that's included in Tzedakah Tatzel Mimoves. The word of charity, saving from death, doesn't just mean giving money. It means helping take away the affliction from the person. That's included in Tzedakah Tatzel Mimoves. Now that we're holding so close in the last week before Rosh Hashanah, we all want to do Bizoicha to Tzedakah Tatzel Mimoves. Charity saves from death. And the Ramchal says so famously that emotional pain is much worse than physical pain. So any person that you know that's going through a difficult time that's in pain, and you could say, what can I do? I don't have good eitzahs what to give them. I don't have good ideas that help them out of their eitzah. But we see from all these stories of Rabbi Levin and Rabbi Yosef Rosenblum, Zecheinam Levracha, is listening to someone, showing that we care for them, that we have empathy for them. That's the greatest way to remove their pain. And that's the greatest way to do tzedakah, Tatzel Mimoves. May we all be zeicha to be able to empathize with people's pain, help take their pain away, be zeicha to tzedakah Tatzel Mimoves, and we should be zeicha to have a real ksiva v'chsima toiva, a good zisa year that Hashem will do mida keneged mida to us and take away all our pain.